With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Feel like an idiot if you're a big tough.
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
1978, What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating. On the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Help us. I had to get Steve off of his own website.
This is trouble.
Message boards.
Yeah, the message board. We had to get off of that.
You have to tell me just off of that.
You get off of that. You can go back to it when the show's over. You can get lost in that because we weren't getting the... I had to give him the signal to get the
lyrics.
The lyrics, and we had to get to what'd you come up with, Steve? Anything there that really caught you?
This is a sad song.
What year?
1978, which is what?
Better Times.
What a song.
The Doobie Brothers. That was
It doesn't
Jake.
Get much
it's
better.
It's a happy-sounding song, and but it's a sad song, though.
There's one part there when you just know, knew it was coming, when she rises to her apology. And just the way, you just know it's coming.
As he rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know.
He's watching her go.
Yeah. the line that really catches you. And it's artistic, and it's incredibly powerful. What seems to be is always better than nothing. God. that's the guy says the guy's in a rough spot at that point.
Didn't we have a song? We had a song a couple days ago that was just words. We didn't even know. Then you get this.
That would be the Motley Crue song, right?
So he's talking about a relationship.
Yeah.
What seems to be is always better than nothing. God.
It's just rough.
God Almighty, it's rough out there.
But that song sounds so happy. It's not at all.
No. Not. You'd love to hear him. Go ahead, Steve. You're Tuesday. You're up.
Oh, it's one of the best songs ever written. I mean,
agreed. That's why I say top 10.
It is flawless. It's beautiful. It was in your part of your life, Bill.
Oh,
childhood. We heard this song.
The Doobie Brothers?
Yeah.
Which Doobie? You be?
Yeah. You heard it a zillion times. Yeah. You didn't really think about it as a kid.
No, you didn't think about this song. It was almost backgroundish type of music as a kid.
Yeah. Then you got older and you started to understand the song. It kind of meant more, but it was still really good. 78. Jake, I mean, it's like a 9.7.
Take a 9.7.
That's the closest we've come to almost hoisting Jake up and carrying him around.
No, there's been other times.
That's true. There's been other times.
Getting hoisted over here.
Jake, it was really good. But I always thought it was kind of backgroundish. Then it kind of grew, got better. 78, Doobie Brothers. And then with the headset, the song was it's a whole nother level. So I'm with Steve. It's a 901.
901.
Rudy?
Rudy's going to love it. He's going to be an 8.2.
7.7. I can still get groovy to this, says Rudy.
Groovy.
Hello, Rudy.
Rudy's back.
Welcome
back.
Back
from vacation.
Vacay.
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Some ratings before we get to the Bills throws. Coach Libby, 7.1. Eric and Hickman, 8. Brett and Bertrand, 8. Les and Lincoln, 7.5. Mike and Dalton, 7.5. Officer McLeod from Columbus.
Who we met.
6.5. We did. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 7 from the household.
Hey, can we thank Jennifer for the candles?
Yes, we can.
And I think Jennifer texted in, can I light the Fruit Loop one yet?
Smells amazing.
There was a time on there. She told my wife, don't light it for 7 or 8 days, I think. Let me know on that Fruit Loops.
Time stamp.
Yes.
Bill and Bennett, 4.25 on the Doobie Brothers.
Bill.
What? Doug in Idaho, 9.2. Dino, 7.7. Gavin and Pender, 9.2. Corey and Lincoln says 1.
Corey. And Lincoln.
Houston, 1.9. He says no redeeming qualities in that song. What?
Wait a second. Houston said that?
What do you listen to, Houston? Like, just mega death music or what?
Mega death.
Metal? Death metal?
No redeeming qualities. You hear the voice.
If you're a death metal guy, we won't get along. I don't like that music. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. Either.
Robert Lincoln, 9.43. Hook, Levin, 4!
Solid.
Bird and Corey, combined 5.
It's not. It's disappointing. Chip, my era song. Love it. 10. Downtown Scott, 7.2. He says, classic. And calming.
It is calming. And then till you really listen to it, and it's heartbreaking.
It is.
You're just getting torn up.
By the way, Jennifer says, give it until Friday on the candle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jennifer, thank you a ton for the package.
I have a Fruit Loop candle, and I can't wait to light it.
YouTube.
That too.
Genghis66. We've got Chad79, Robert85, CL76, Graham9. Albert 8, Al 3.4, BWD62, Kathy Woody 9.
Woody, huh. Was she a part of that day on Wednesday? Woody, that thing day doesn't happen without Woody.
No, she was vital.
If you'd have seen the diligence going
on, she was vital.
She was vital.
It's a great word.
Yes,
vital. It's a good word. It's proper.
I want to be vital.
If right now, Kathy Woody, forever, you're vital.
I want to be vital.
Yes, I've never been. Yes.
Yes,
I've never been that important to anything. Where it's like, is Bush here? Nah, don't worry about it. We're fine. If he shows, great. If not, not a big deal.
Song of the day was What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers from 1978. It is time for Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else... he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
Randy spent the day yesterday doing snow removal mostly.
Did he? Is that right?
Yeah, just cleaning up job sites to make sure that they're ready to go. That's a lot of stuff.
You get updates from Randy.
Yes, I do. Very similar to me daily. Driving around listening to XM radio, letting people know what's going on, who the next coach at JMU is. I let Joey know. If there's anybody else wants to sign up for this, we'd like to please text into the show if you want to get on the list of people.
Bill's list of serious XM news.
What do you do? I pay Bill $4.99 a day, and he texts me every 40 minutes of what's going on.
And his opinion on it, too.
And his opinion on it.
Here's my thought.
As he's driving around listening to XM radio. Oh, it'd be remarkable fun like that. So, Bill's Thrills.
You're out of your mind.
What is it today, Jake?
Bugaboo Tuesday.
Okay. Does it bother me?
This is my favorite.
To the highest level.
Whew. What?
Back in the day, to be in the fray. Now, it's all gone away.
What? What happened?
You know what tomorrow is? What's tomorrow? Walk me through it. How great. What a one of the greatest days ever. What
tomorrow?
Is it?
Wednesday?
Tomorrow is National Signing Day.
Oh.
That nobody cares about.
No.
Zero interest,
not
Jake.
Much.
You didn't even know it was coming.
Kind of forgot about it.
You got a sounder ready?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. For 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
I do.
I mean,
we got nine.
Not one thing. No one cares. People. It's not a deal. I want you to go back in time to better times. So, first of all, from a coach's anxiety level, it was insane. Try to get this done. Everything. There's always a couple on the fence. The meetings you would have as a staff, because sometimes it would be, I remember being in a staff meeting here, and it was like, we are one over. And it came up that the person maybe we should let go was Eric Hegg. And I was like, whoa. Not Eric Hegg. There's other people. Do not. And I remember Dave Kennedy, the strength coach, is like, and he jumped in. He goes, I'm telling you, from what I watched from a strength conditioning point, this, and it was phenomenal.
So he was like a safety.
He was a safety, which, you know, he played the peso spot for Bo and was an incredible player here in Nebraska. An absolute incredible player. And I recruited him out of Arizona. My point being was that those are nerve-wracking meetings going on.
Sure.
Because then, see, Jake, you only had so many initials. You only had so many scholarships. Now you have unlimited initials, and you can be up to 105 on scholarship. So there's no... It's not this dicey, tight conversation and who we had. It's like, how about right now? You want to take him? Yeah, take him. Give him a scholarship. Send some papers over to him. Then how the papers came in, the fax machine, all the stuff. Steve, remember the fax machine was incredible. And then we'd go on that day on signing day, like tomorrow, we would go over to Omaha, have a big event. 500 people would be at it because no one had seen
what
these
was
guys
the
yet. It would be you watch film of all the recruits.
Big event.
Get up, the big event, get up there, and as an assistant coach, you would talk about your guys and go through the, with because people hadn't seen them. Now you can see everybody you want. All you can do is just type their name in, and they'll have a whole thing to watch. But it was just phenomenal. And then also, it was when it was supposed to be. You know when it was? The first Wednesday in February. That's when it was. And now the calendar's so jacked up. Everybody wants to move forward. Kids got to get into school early. All this stuff. It's taken away from all the magic of what signing
day. The magic's largely gone. If someone has a big class, will it still sort of feel like it?
No, not really. Because no one, you guys didn't even know it was tomorrow.
I kind of forgot.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
I know.
It's moved up 2 weeks when it was last year.
Yeah. I work for a recruiting website, so I have to know. Rule does have a press conference tomorrow.
Yeah, there'll be a press.
It's not, listen, you're right. It's not even close to the same. God dang. It was a huge day.
Oh, you have a whole thing written up. Then there'd be people talking to you. Hey, it looks like so-and-so is not
going to flip.
He's going to flip. This guy's coming this way. And you're trying to get a hold of him.
Freak show.
And stuff. What's going on with this?
Freak show.
He's solid. This is good. And you had, and all of a sudden, then you'd always have this one. It always happened on some staffs. It happened to everybody all the time, all since Tuesday night. It's tonight. I can't get a hold of so-and-so. That's never good, just so you know. Never good.
God.
Jake, if you went back, and I missed this time, the historic, the time when life was really good, was when you signed them personally. And you had to, the coaches would have to be like in their driveway to sign them personally. And it would be like sometimes six coaches waiting outside someone's
house.
There's
stories.
And someone would be hidden somewhere. And the coach would have them hidden. They couldn't find where they were at and who they were signing with and all this stuff. It was incredible stories. Now, no stories. You don't hear anything. There's no... They send it in. You just send it in over your phone now. You know,
what happened to better times?
I don't know. The schedule that changed miraculously with all of a sudden we got to get in school. We got to get there right now. A couple things changed was why do they want to get in school early? NIL money. That's why that students want to come in and be there in January because before there's no and now the worst part of it is they're missing their senior year. They're missing track. They're missing prom. Imagine coming in halftime and you're a really good basketball player and you're going to miss your basketball season because I have to come in like that to go through mat drills. Yeah. And ooh, do you think
– mat drills.
So last year, Latif came in early, right?
I imagine.
He did, yeah.
Was he an early enrollee in January?
I'm pretty sure he was.
About had to be.
So that's the reason that he beat UCLA? Because he was here early. I'm talking about everybody.
No, I know.
That does not.
No, I know
change
what you
him.
Mean.
The whole thing. They got to get here. And most of the time, those kids are miserable. And now they have guys in the locker room that are 24 and 25 years old because they've been around forever. And you're 17, and now you're in a grown man's locker room like that. And it's like this is way different. Mm-hmm. And I should have been back home going to prom. I'm not a fan.
Wow.
I don't
like the early enrollment.
I don't like the – I wish they would just say, nope, move signing date back. Then you know why?
Back to what?
This thing about that. It's signing date at LSU tomorrow. Kiffin's been there for about 6 hours. It's signing date tomorrow.
Think about that for a second.
I want you to think about that.
I have.
Been there for 6 hours.
It's odd.
So you lose
the
everything.
Schedule system.
Jake, anything from this text line?
Genga says, way better times. Remember dialing a number only to get the fax machine. Yeah, people love the fax machine.
You have
general.
A fax machine ready, right?
Yes.
For the
nine players tomorrow that might sign during the show, yeah, I'll get the fax machine. But it's not the same.
It's not the same at all.
Now we need a sound for a portal machine. We need a portal machine.
Yeah. I know what that sound is.
What would that be? Some sort of a...
Yeah, we got to figure out what that sound is.
Yeah, we got to get portal. A sound for the portal machine.
What is it? Is it like a space?
Yeah, space.
Kind of space something.
I think it's space. Oh, well, it's something spacey.
I'll research a portal.
Yeah. We'll have a portal sound
here. We do need
here.
A portal sound.
Yeah, we used to have the fax machine. Now it's a portal sound.
We do need that. Someone says, do you have a best story, Bill, of a player hiding out the night before signing at all or not? Is there one that stands out?
No, there was some that always flipped. You know, you always had some things that were going on back and forth. I remember one time like that where someone that flipped late. And John Blake came to me like 7 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I got a safety. We can sign him right now. And I'm like, John, I haven't seen him on film. I've never talked to him.
Yep.
I don't think signing him this morning, I said, would be the best way to go about this thing. And John was an incredible recruiter.
He was.
But my point of it is kind of like those conversations
God,
happened.
That's amazing.
There was conversation like that would happen. And then there'd be some that would... And you knew right away, and then there'd be some that the whole staff would be like going, yeah, I guess we're taking him. Then, you know, then you'd be sitting there and his paper would come in and be like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, well, you know, it'd be like some of those deals. And some of you'd be so excited when they came in. I mean, still, I remember the year before we won the national championship at LSU, it was still old school. We were all there. There'd be a buffet in the morning. They'd be set up, and we'd all be in there at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And because
what, did you have to be there?
You had to be there. Everyone's there at 5 a.m. milling around. There'd be coffee and a little buffet of some eggs and stuff. And then make sure everything came in signed. And there'd be a compliance director sitting right next to you. So they'd be like, okay, we got everything in. This is good. Now, because then you can release his name. You can say so-and-so is now is coming to LSU.
To your
media.
Yeah, to your media department.
Yeah. And so it's all a big thing. How I was all.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you talk to him right away, so once the paperwork came in, then Coach Ogeron would talk to him, got your paperwork, we're all good to go, have a great day today, and we're off to the, you know, next thing that was going on. But it was, like I said, it was massive conversations those 2 or 3 days before, because he used to go dead, like I said, like it is right now. It'd be like you could be out till Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was, then it'd go dead Monday, Tuesday, and then it was craziness, and it was fun.
Bill, the headline one more time, please. Glasses back on.
Back in the day, to be in the fray. Now, it's all gone away.
Oh.
That is Bugaboo Tuesday and Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two is next. We've got Jim Hansen and Monty Kratzenstein from the Nebraska Great Foundation next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.